Literature 9, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. Exercises 3 and 4.
Montag, he jerked about. Don't stand there, idiot. The books lay like great mounds of fishes left to dry. The men danced and slipped and fell over them. Titles glittered their golden eyes. Falling, gone. Kerosene! They pumped the cold fluid from the numbered 451 tanks, strapped to their shoulders. They coated each book. They pumped rooms full of it. They hurried downstairs. Montag staggered after them in the kerosene fumes. Come on, woman! The woman knelt among the books, touching the drenched leather and cardboard, reading the gilt titles with her fingers while her eyes accused Montag. You can't ever have my books, she said. You know the law, said Beatty. Where's your common sense? None of these books agree with each other. You've been locked up here for years with a regular damn Tower of Babel. Snap out of it. The people in those books never lived. Come on now. She shook her head. The whole house is going up, said Beatty. The men walked clumsily to the door. They glanced back at Montag, who stood near the woman. You're not leaving her here, he protested. She won't come. Force her then. Beatty raised his hand, in which was concealed the igniter. We're due back at the house. Besides, these fanatics always try suicide. The pattern's familiar. Montag placed his hand on the woman's elbow. You can come with me. No, she said. Thank you anyway. I'm counting to 10, said Beatty. 1, 2. Please, said Montag. Go on, said the woman. 3, 4. Here, Montag pulled at the woman. The woman replied quietly, I want to stay here. 5, 6. You can stop counting, she said. She opened the fingers of one hand slightly, and in the palm of the hand was a single slender object, an ordinary kitchen match. The sight of it rushed the men out and down away from the house. Captain Beatty, keeping his dignity, backed slowly through the front door, his pink face burnt and shiny from 1,000 fires and night excitements. God, thought Montag. How true. Always at night the alarm comes. Never by day. Is it because the fire is prettier by night? More spectacle? A better show? The pink face of Beatty now showed the faintest panic in the door. The woman's hand twitched on the single matchstick. The fumes of kerosene bloomed up about her. Montag felt the hidden book pound like a heart against his chest. Go on, said the woman, and Montag felt himself back away and away out of the door, after Beatty, down the steps, across the lawn, where the path of kerosene lay like the track of some evil snail. On the front porch, where she had come to weigh them quietly with her eyes, her quietness a condemnation, the woman stood motionless. Beatty flicked his fingers to spark the kerosene. He was too late. Montag gasped. The woman on the porch reached out with contempt for them all and struck the kitchen match against the railing. People ran out of their houses all down the street.